well to. So the next oldest son was willing to show what he could do. He went to the barn and lay down to sleep, as his brother had done. But when night was drawing near, there was a great rumbling, and then an earthquake, which was even worse than that on the former St. John's night. And when the youth heard it, he was terrified, and went off, running as if for a wager. The year after, it was Cinderlad's turn. But when he made ready to go, the others laughed at him and mocked him.
"Well, you're just the right one to watch the hay. You've never learned anything but how to sit among the ashes and bake yourself," said they.
Cinderlad, however, did not trouble himself about what they said, but when evening drew near, rambled away to the outlying field. When he got there, he went into the barn and lay down. But in about an hour's time, the rumbling and creaking began, and it was frightful to hear it.
"Well, if it gets no worse than that, I can manage to stand it," thought Cinderlad.
In a little time, the creaking began again, and the earth quaked so that all the hay flew about the boy.
"Oh, if it gets no worse than that, I can manage to stand it," thought Cinderlad.
But then came a third rumbling and a third earthquake, so violent that the boy thought the walls and roof had fallen down. But when that was over, everything suddenly grew as still as death around him.
"I'm pretty sure that it will come again," thought Cinderlad.
But no, it did not. Everything was quiet, and everything stayed quiet, and when he had lain still a short time, he heard something that sounded as if a horse were standing chewing just outside the barn door. He stole away to the door, which was ajar, to see what was there, and a horse was standing eating. It was so big and fat and fine a horse that Cinderlad had never seen one like it before, and a saddle and bridle lay upon it, and a complete suit of armour for a knight, and everything was of copper, and so bright that it shone again.
"Is it thou who hast eaten up our hay then?" thought the boy. "But I'll stop that."
So he made haste and took out his steel for striking fire and threw it over the horse, and then it had no power to stir from the spot and became so tame that the boy could do what he liked with it. So he mounted it and rode away to a place which no one knew of but himself, and there he tied it up. When he went home again, his brothers laughed and asked how he had got on.
"You didn't lie long in the barn, even if you have been so far as the field," said they.
"I lay in the barn till the sun..."